Hello. Good evening. Good Tuesday night. You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we've got some tunes for you on this chilly, chilly night.
Brr.
Brr. We're going to start with an old one. An oldie but a goodie, as they say. But first, I need to properly prepare ourselves for all of the goodness that's coming. Okay, are you prepared? I'm prepared. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Okay.
Seatbelts on, buckled up, and ready to hit the exhaust.
Boom.
Night.
Okay, we are back with our special guest of honor. It's time for Facts with Fee. Hi, Fee.
Time Facts with Fee.
Ooh.
Hello. I have 5 facts centered on sleep this week.
Yay.
Are we ready for the first fact?
Ready for the first fact.
All right. Humans spend a third of their life sleeping, which is roughly 25 years.
Wow. It's still not
pretty
enough.
Crazy.
Sounds like a good nap.
Still not enough. Now, see, maybe if we just did 25 years of sleeping in the middle of our lifetime.
Oh, that's a thought.
And kind of readjusted, like a hibernation period.
I feel like I could use that sometimes.
All right. Fact number 2. Within 5 minutes of waking up, 50% of your dream is forgotten.
Oh.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh, bonus fact from my own mind here. Did you know that you dream every single night? It's just whether you remember in the morning or not.
That's interesting because I had a conversation with someone today because I had a very vivid and scary dream last night about the robot that I'm building for my class, that they came and tried to attack me. And they could track me via, GPS. Like, they knew where I was at all times, and they kept coming after me, and I couldn't get rid of them because they all knew where I was, and I was, smashing it, and it was still working, and it was really frightening.
Oh, no,
I'm going to get an F. Actually, no, if I could make a robot that did that, I'd probably get an A+. But anyways, long story short, my group member, whom I was telling this to, was like, I never dream. I never dream. And I was like, you definitely do. You probably just don't remember it, so.
Exactly.
There's the fact.
Yeah. All right, fact number 3. Only one half of a dolphin's brain goes to sleep at a time.
Whoa, that's interesting.
The real question is, what is that other half doing?
Sleeping.
Yeah, it's not like they can move and,
Like if one half is sleeping, wouldn't that be the dominant action at the time? The other one just hanging out? I don't know.
We'll
All
have
right.
to ask the dolphins.
Yeah. Fact. What are we on? Number 4. A snail can sleep for 3 years.
That's awesome.
That's what I call a sleepy snail.
That is a sleepy snail. No wonder they move so slow. They're probably just groggy all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, they're probably only up for a few days and then just right back to sleep for 3 years.
Oh, I like that plan.
All right, final fact.
Final fact, here we go.
Giraffes technically only need 5 to 30 minutes of sleep in a 24-hour period, but on average sleep from 2 to 3 hours.
Wow, that's not a lot of sleep at all. 5 minutes? I wish I could be energized and take on
be
a
well
day
rested.
With 5
yeah.
minutes. But I don't wish I was a giraffe.
You'd be very tall, though.
That's true.
You could eat some nice leaves.
There are trade-offs.
Well, those are your facts.
Well, thanks for your sleepy time facts, Fee.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right.
Be eager to find out what the theme next week will be.
Oh. Mm. I'll be on the edge of my seat.
I already know it. But I'm not going to tell.
Shh, the secret. Secret facts.
Awake facts.
Secret facts. Take a guess.
Facts about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh. Anyways, you'll have to find out.
Okay, thanks for your facts, Fee.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Those were some good sleepy time facts.
Made me want to go to sleep.
We should have played some sleepy time music in the background.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I probably definitely would have fallen asleep. But it's not time for sleeping. It's music time. Music time.
You wake me up
after the song.
Stone will roll away.
Hey, all you listeners. Well, while you've been adamantly listening, loyally listening to WMFO, I've been playing a game here in the station. It's a fun game, and unfortunately, it's really only for the people who can physically be in the station, but yes, I think it will be very fun. Anyways, while I've been enjoying myself, we've listened to a lot of music. The first song we listened to, which was at the top of the hour, which was very long ago at this point, was I Am the Resurrection by the Stone Roses. After that, we listened to Where You Stop for a Minute by Cotton Jones. Shout out to good friend Carter Prince for showing me that one. After that, we listened to Survive by Dr. Dog, and then Joke by Chastity Belt. I like them a lot. I feel like I've gotten a lot more into girl bands in the past couple years, so I like them a lot. After that, we listened to... I'm not really sure how to pronounce the name of the song. It's like $3 signs and then time equals fate. Money? Is that supposed to... Like, do you say that as money or do you just say like $3 signs? I don't really know. Anyways, that was by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. After that, we listened to All for the Best by Miracle Legion. Thanks to SP. And then the last song I listened to was PS Exclusive by Life Without Buildings. I really like Life Without Buildings. Their lead singer has a very unique voice. I'm not actually sure where they're from. Sometimes I feel like they sound French, but I don't think they are. Do you have any insight on that? They sound kind of French. I'm not sure. We'll get back to you with that. Anyways, we got a couple more songs, I think. We'll keep listening to when we got here. Cool. All right, our game ensues. How is our game going? Thumbs up. Got anything to say? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Tune in, WFO, but if you're listening, you're already tuned in, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Let's see. We would just like to first make a PSA to all the DJs to keep your eyes peeled. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. Let's see. Oh, okay. I like this one. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers and Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world, from the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. That sounds pretty intense, but I'm into it. The 1,700-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends, and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the mirror maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. All right. Well, it is 9:50. You've been listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I think we got about two more songs for you this evening, so stay tuned.